people say, oh, well, I've just been eating more chicken, or I've just been eating more protein, or doing it in my protein smoothies. Creatine and protein are not the same thing. They have two different roles that they play. This is common, and I wanted to just address it briefly. Creatine provides energy. Welcome, welcome back. We've got another solo episode, and we are diving deep again. This is an episode that I think will clear up a lot of myths. I think it will shed a little bit of light and go through some common either misconceptions or give a better understanding, a better baseline of knowledge for this topic. Today we're talking about creatine. And before we get into today's episode, wanted to say thank you. Got good feedback from the episode last week with the top five books to overall elevate your entire life. And I couldn't agree more with you guys. I hope that you all enjoyed it. And if you haven't already checked out that episode and you think, oh, I'm not much of a reader, there's some gems in there. And I don't mean to, you know, trying to stay humble, but I think it was a good one, and I think that you all will absolutely reap value from it. If not for yourself, then store it in your pocket for a rainy day, for when you're feeling like you need a resource. Or honestly, read some of these books so that you can bring some kind of wellness or just goodness to a conversation at a party. A lot of these books are multifaceted, and they make you more interesting, and they make you more educated, and they give you something more to add in. There's a lot of substance in the way of stoicism, in the way of discipline and compassion. They're good reads for life. Check that one out. It was episode 251. I think this is 252. If you haven't already, head over to Apple Podcasts and hit subscribe and leave us 5 stars. I think a couple of you guys did that last week, and it is so seen, felt, heard, and appreciated. Truly, truly appreciate it. It's the best way to share any type of publicity about the podcast. Or if you're listening on Spotify, head over and make sure you click follow, and that way you never miss an episode. I really like these mini episodes that I've been doing. I guess they're the new norm now until we get back into interviews, but I've been loving them, and hopefully they're providing more value and we're getting more specific. Today's episode, I have been debating on doing this for some time for a few reasons. One, I don't love that I haven't physically used this product yet. However, I also wanted to go through the process of researching a product. What are the questions that I'm asking myself? What are the things that I'm hearing that are making me say, oh yeah, this is definitely something I would take, or oh no, this is absolutely not something I would take. You hear both sides of so many different supplements. You hear different stories. I didn't want to throw you guys just a bunch of information without having tested it, but I do want to start taking creatine, and we'll go into what is creatine. If you have no idea, then don't worry, you come to the right place. This is a conversation that I've been having with myself, with others, and just hearing overall in the fitness industry more often, especially for women. Let's jump in. What is creatine? I'll be the first one to admit that when I first started hearing all about creatine, it was in the very beginning of the health journey, when I was living in Scottsdale and started weight training, and I was getting my personal training certification, and I was hearing all these people saying they would take creatine, and I genuinely, back in, I don't even, like 2015, 2016, I was like, oh my God, it's steroids. I was like, they're taking steroids, it's not natural. And I think it was more the unknown of it made it seem to me that it was a not natural substance. However, when you dive into the research, and it's a very shallow dive. I mean, it's puddle jumping. It's incredibly simple to research. When you get into it, you see that it's actually something that is formed naturally in our body, but supplementing with it has, we'll get into this more, extremely low, if any, none side effects, and it is one of the more researched wellness supplements out there. There's so many supplements out there. Everyone's white labeling their products. Everyone is going out. Like, if you have any type of following, you're going out, you're making a product, you're slapping your name on it, and there's fillers, and there's toxins, and there's heavy metals, and we don't know anything, how anything is regulated, and you can, who can you trust? When you go into creatine, it is a safer bet that you aren't getting a bunch of fillers, that you are getting one simple product, and there's tons of brands out there, trusted brands, actually trusted brands, not just like, oh, Tide Pods are good because they save ducks. No, it's not just a brand name type thing. You don't need a ton of ingredients for this. That's why I like it. It's a pretty pure supplement that has a lot of longevity behind the research. That is what I like to see. What is creatine? Creatine is a substance usually found in powder, but it's a substance that's naturally found within your muscle cells. And it helps you to, I'm getting this information from, there's 50 tabs open up on my computer and all these notes written on my phone, trying to keep it linear. But creatine is a substance that's found naturally in your muscle cells. It helps your body and your muscles produce energy during a heavy lift, high intensity exercise, whether it is jumping, sprinting, running, lifting weights, or even just using small weights if you're doing a Pilates class, you're doing body weight workout, any type of actual resistance training or anything that requires power, creatine can be found naturally in your muscle cells. And you might be thinking, oh, well, if your body forms it naturally, then why even use it? There are a lot of benefits. That's a two-pronged question. The first thing to note is this is not a mandatory supplement. There are absolutely ways to get results with your resistance training, with fat loss, with muscle gain, with tone, lean building out, without using creatine. Some of the things that I consider when taking this is, because you do want to take it consistently to see the benefits. That's why I would rather do research if I'm going to take it every day. When you consider just using whole foods, highly recommend getting as much of your diet to be whole foods as possible. But when you are thinking about vegetables, fruits, legumes, meats, cheeses, products that you would think are whole food, a lot of the nourishment, a lot of the nutritional value is gone from the processing. And even if they're whole foods, they can still be sprayed with pesticides. They could still be grown in some type of lab where it's really just non-mineral dense soil. Like, we all have seen, or a lot of you listening to this podcast are interested in this conversation. If you look at a tomato from 100 years ago and you look at a tomato from now, or anything, any vegetable, any piece of meat, anything with nutrient density, you'll see that we have so much of that nutrient density stripped away. Similar things go for this type of situation. You can do your best by getting whole foods, but if you can bolster the amount of natural production that your body is making, then I would recommend doing that, especially if you are someone who's really trying to be efficient with your workouts. Some people love to get into the gym 5 to 6 days a week and have a workout split, 2 leg days, 2 upper body days, full body. Like, they love that programming. But if you're someone who just wants to go in, weight train 3 times per week, but you want to feel powerful, like you want to get your body moving, but you want to be more efficient, maybe if you're a mom, again, always consult your doctor. So if you're breastfeeding or if you have a baby or you're pregnant, this is not medical advice. This is simply based on the research that I'm finding. Again, not a doctor. We know this. Hello. I feel like I have to say this every 65 seconds on this episode. if you are busy, you work from home and you have kids, but you still have, you know, four sets of dumbbells downstairs, maybe there's a bike, then you can knock it out. But if you can do that with even more power and you can lift, maybe you don't even have to lift heavier, but allowing your body to respond in a quicker way. So what is creatine? That's what creatine is. It's naturally found within your muscles, but it is turned into a powder substance. A lot of people take it in shakes. They mix it with water. It's got zero flavor. They mix it with water. You can put it in a shake. You can put it in your oatmeal. You can put it in your eggs. Really doesn't matter. Something else to consider. A lot of people think, I've heard people say, I've just been eating more chicken, or I've just been eating more protein, or doing it in my protein smoothies. Creatine and protein are not the same thing. They have two different roles that they play. This is common, and I wanted to just address it briefly. Creatine provides energy in the form of ATP. I'm not going to try and pronounce it. It's such a long word. It's like adenotriptophenamine. We've heard ATP. It helps improve your ATP storage in your, it's stored in your muscle and creates more ATP, which provides energy and strength for your strength training workouts or for your workouts in general. Creatine creates the power and it creates the energy for the workout. Protein is for the recovery and for the muscle repair phase after the workout. So creatine gives you the power to have that great muscle building workout. Protein helps to repair those muscles for recovery. I have to say something really quick. And this is a total cutoff. And you know, this is how you know I'm doing this live, in time, no edits. I live across the street from a hospital. And I know this is a complete 180 and you're like, just get to the point. But again, let's bring it back to the moment. Like, this is, you're listening to a podcast. Your life is good. Just relax. We'll get back to creatine in just a second. I look out my window every single day in my studio apartment, which I'm obsessed with. It's a sanctuary. I love it. And I have a gorgeous view of uptown, like gratitude everywhere. If we have a storm, we don't lose power. Like, we're on the hospital grid system, but I live across the street from a hospital. The building that is across the street directly from me has just as many floors as my apartment building. So we're equal. I'm looking into the windows of these hospitals, mostly their offices. I'd say they're about 90% offices that I see. For some reason, maybe it's the hours that I'm in my apartment. Usually I'm not here during the day. Normally when I'm in my apartment, I'll see some of the custodial staff. I'll see a couple people doing filing or business. There is only one room, one patient room that I ever see in operation. And it is an MRI machine. And obviously I'm too far away. Like, if someone was naked over there, I could see that they were naked, but I wouldn't be able to see details. Like, we're pretty far away. I'm not peeping Tom over here. It's just, I've never also seen anyone naked in there. So just by the way, I see this MRI machine going every single day. And I say MRI, it could be a CAT scan. I'm not positive. But there's someone going through the circular tube, and I see them go in, I see them lay down, I see them go through, they come out, they leave the room. I want to just give this moment of gratitude for anyone listening. Life is pretty good. Right now I'm looking at someone who might not be having the best time of it, or they're in a moment of fear, and for anyone listening, just know that whenever I'm recording this, I'm also seeing someone who's going through something that might not be so great. And just send them a prayer, send them a good love, send them good feelings. It gives me goosebumps to see just how fleeting life is. And it's all around us. Like, I'm recording a podcast and this person could be getting either the best news ever or some of the worst news. And you just never know. And it's happening right across the street in a beautiful building. Wow. I looked over and I couldn't not address it. Creatine. Whoa. Creatine, not the same as protein. Who should take creatine? people might be asking, oh, well, I'm not really trying to like be a bodybuilder, or, oh, I don't want to get jacked. I don't want to get bulky. I don't want to get too big. Or doesn't it make you bloated and doesn't it make you bulk up? Creatine is fabulous for nearly any stage of life. And the great thing about creatine is that it is so low risk, based on studies, based on lots of studies and long-lasting studies. Over 4 or 5 years of studies have been done, and there are no adverse side effects. The only thing that I've ever researched that people have said, hey, watch out for, a lot of people will say, oh, it's not great on your kidneys, or that's a lot of the time in the studies shown in people who had pre-existing kidney issues. But again, there has not been any substantial studies saying that it particularly affects the kidneys. If you already have any kind of pre-existing condition, consult your doctor, do your thing. I'm just showing you what I see. But it's really great for all phases of life, and particularly as we get older. I'm not saying if you have a six-year-old at home, start dosing them with creatine. If you have someone in your life, or if you are someone who has any type of consistent workout routine, or just maybe 3 days per week, or you want to get into it, this after a month or two of establishing that routine, it might be a good time to introduce, especially towards those later years in your life. And I don't mean, you know, oh, my grandpa's 106, time to start taking creatine. Someone that is actively working on maintaining their bone density, maintaining muscles. We know that as you get older, if you continuously have reduced bone density, which happens often, of course, as the bones get weaker, there is a higher chance of all-cause mortality, whether it's breaking a hip, your pelvis, your leg. Whenever you do something to damage a bone when you get older, it definitely is much more significant than, let's say, if you were in your 20s or 30s, or much younger, of course. The older you get, it's absolutely imperative to continue moving your body, some sort of, whether it's body weight, bands, seated band work, whatever you can do, in a wheelchair. If you go visit a loved one and they're in a wheelchair, bring the band and just knock it around a door frame and have them pull back. Those are the types of things that make the difference between when you fall, you're not getting back up, and you fall and you say, oh, that was a close one. That's what I mean by this. I'm not saying it's going to absolutely change your entire world, but it's going to give you a competitive edge, and it's going to give you a health and longevity advantage. The next thing to think of is the Journal of Clinical Medicine has done a study that says that adding creatine to a weight training program increased leg strength and muscle mass for older patients. I'll say that again. This was a study that was done by the Journal of Clinical Medicine saying that by adding creatine to a weight training program for older people, it increased their leg strength and muscle mass. How often do you hear someone saying, oh, once you get older, if you break your hip, then it's really, really, really dangerous? You don't hear someone saying, oh, I'm, you know, I'm 16 years old, I broke my hip. You'll be fine, for the most part. When you're older, it's a different story. Continuously building the muscle to support the bones, to make sure you're maintaining that bone density, it could be the difference between in your longevity, truly. They also say that, and there does need to be more research done on this, but this has popped up several times during my research, that when you supplement with creatine, there can also be benefits for your brain health. And again, like I said, always needs to be more, there needs to be more research done on this, but our body uses ATP for that energy, and we use the creatine that's stored in our muscles naturally. However, the brain also needs ATP. And there are natural creatine storage in the brain as well. So by supplementing with this, there have been some studies showing that it could improve brain health, such as epilepsy or Alzheimer's and other neurological diseases like that. Again, more research needs to be done, but that was pretty interesting. There are some science-based backed benefits of for your brain from creatine. What are some of the things that you can expect? What are some of the actual side effects, and not necessarily dangerous side effects, like for your brain or your overall health, but what are some of the side effects that you can experience when you're taking creatine? Some people say, oh, it makes you super bloated, or it makes you gain a bunch of weight, XYZ. There is the potential for, during the first week or two of taking creatine, that your body and your belly gets distended. Distended just means it's getting super bloated. This often happens because creatine pulls water into the muscles, and which helps, again, with the energy. I'm not trying to go scientific because I don't know. I am not the person for that. I'm giving you high level. Water is being pulled into the muscles when you take creatine. When this happens, if you aren't consistently drinking water, flushing out your system, you may experience bloating. And if you are, drink more water. A lot of the time, bloating and weight gain is water retention. And oftentimes that happens when we are super dehydrated or our body is not flushing things out. We know this. That's why they say give it about 4 weeks when you start, and then you can start to potentially start to see what the benefits will look like in the long run. This is what was interesting. This is what was interesting because a lot of people think that it's the process of consuming the creatine that gets overwhelming. And I'll admit, I was the exact same way. I was thinking, okay, well, because a lot of people were talking about a loading phase, and I was like, do I need to cycle with this? It sounds like steroids when you say it like that. With creatine, there's something called a loading phase. You have a couple of different options on how you can consume creatine. Here's the different components of it, and of course, do what suits you. The International Journal of Sports Medicine recommends there's a couple different ways to incorporate and begin taking creatine, because you don't want to willy-nilly start taking this and then see no results, feel no energy, or get bloated, or whatever it is. If there's a little process, then I'll follow it. They say that if you want the results of the creatine and the effects of the creatine to happen a lot much faster, like 4 times faster, then they recommend doing a week-long loading period. And that just means 5 to 7 days, you take 20 grams of total creatine throughout the day. They recommend doing like 5 grams in the morning and 5 grams mid-afternoon, 5 grams later afternoon, 5 grams at night. It's 20 grams per day. That's 20 grams per day at 4 different times of the day for 5 to 7 days. And then after those 5 to 7 days, then you just take anywhere from 3 to 5 grams per day. And again, mix it in water. You take a teeny tiny little scoop. I will say, to me, 20 grams going from 0 to 100 seems like a lot. But the benefits of doing that initial loading week is to start seeing and essentially loading your muscles with creatine quicker in a more concentrated period of time. Otherwise, you can always do 3 to 5 grams per day, and then it's just going to take longer to start to see the results. I was listening to, there's a doctor that was doing a YouTube review of different types of creatine and their processes on the body. He mentioned, as a doctor, that he would not recommend, he said personally he would take no more than 10 grams of creatine per day. So I feel like that could be a happy medium. Instead of doing a week 1 to 5 to 7 day loading period in the beginning and doing 20 grams per day, personally, I think it would be more approachable and doable if I were to do, you know, 2 weeks, 14 days of 10 grams per day. And then you can go into the 3 to 5 grams. I think it would reduce the opportunity for bloating. Of course, you've got to stay hydrated no matter what. And I think it's much more maintainable to just do 2 times per day than the 4 times per day. That's just me. If you're like, hey, I'm an all or nothing kind of gal, which normally I am, when it comes to this, it's just, it's not that serious. I'd rather just do 10. Who cares? And then one question that is always out there, because the more something is talked about, the more research is out there, the more we're going to hear about it. And if we're not familiar with it specifically, then we think, oh, well, there's just so many brands out there. They're all offering different things and they're doing all these things. They're really not offering different things. I would say that the biggest difference between brands that are offering creatine supplements are the brands themselves and their integrity. Are they processing with integrity? Do they add fillers and binders? Are they using really low quality? I'm not the person to ask about the quality of the supplementation, but go to a brand that has trusted products. A few brands that I know who do it, and I'll put these links in the show notes. A few brands that I know who do it that I've been looking at are Thorne, Thorne. They have a creatine dietary supplement on Amazon, and creatine's great. Thorne is great. They have tons of great research behind their products. I really like them. There's also Pure Encapsulations. Pure Encapsulations is a really fantastic brand. I love Pure Encapsulations. They do a great job. My sister took their products for years and years and years. If you listen to last week's episode, I was telling you about my aunt, who's the most brilliant person I know. She's a brain researcher at Harvard, just all these amazing things. She has always recommended Pure Encapsulations. And there's also a really basic Optimum. The brand is Optimum Nutrition. And there's micronized creatine powder. And again, I'll link these in the show notes so that you can get an idea of it. If I purchase the difference in pricing is anywhere from $5 to $7. I will likely, if I'm going to actually give this a shot, I'll probably get the Thorne within the next few days. We're traveling up until Saturday, starting Wednesday. So by the time you hear this, we'll be out and about, and I'll probably end up doing Thorne just to try it. But what you'll notice is there are a lot of different types of creatine. And from what I can understand, keeping it simple is the best way to go. The purest form is going to be creatine monohydrate. If you can't remember it, just think mono means one. There's only one thing. It's the most researched. There is the most longevity towards that research. And that's really where I go with this. Highly recommend this supplement. Again, I'm not a doctor. This is not a prescription. I'm not saying go take it. This is really, I wanted to record this episode because this is my process that I take when I had someone tell me that they were struggling with high blood pressure, but they're incredibly healthy. They're fit as a fiddle. They don't really drink. There's no cigarettes. There's not a ton of salt. There's not a ton of sugar. Like, none of the typical things that lead to high blood pressure. And so doing more research it's important. And not just through Google, not just through the first person that you follow on Instagram. Go and figure out what people are saying who hate it. See what people are saying who love it. See what people who do not give a who don't care at all, see what they're saying about it. Who are the unbiased people? If you can find any summaries of journalists, that's where I would go. That's what I got for us today. And, oh, of course, the way that I would plug this in, here's what I think I would do. As I begin starting the creatine, I'm probably going to order the Thorne. Not sponsored. By the time I get this, what I will likely do is incorporate this into my greens juice in the morning. I'll do one large cup, anywhere like 20 ounces of my greens juice. It's Organifi greens juice. I've been using it for years now. I am obsessed. It is now a part of my partner's lifestyle. It's a part of all my friends, my family. It's, you cannot escape it when you're with me, and nobody ever regrets it. It's all good things. I bring it to bachelorettes, I bring it to parties, and they're like, oh, that's so silly. And then guess what? Everyone wants some. The greens juice, I get the apple. I'm obsessed with it, bringing it on this next trip. It helps me stay regular as we travel. And then a little bit of the protein for recovery from Organifi, as well as adding some of the creatine, I think is going to be a great addition. Those three things, shake it all up, take it in the morning. You don't even have to think about it. You know that you are safeguarding your health and really adding to the nutrient profile of your day. You're filling in the gaps. You can absolutely get 20% off of any Organifi purchase using the code HTH. Again, I love the greens. I love the protein. I love their products. I love the magnesium. You can sleep so much better. You cannot go wrong. And the Shilajit gummies. I think they keep selling out. I hope they don't, because I want more. But the Shilajit gummies, they are great for cellular function. They're great for overall longevity. There's nothing you can't do well when you do it with Shilajit. And they made them taste really well, because normally Shilajit tastes like Sheila Sheet. Anywho, you can check out 20% off of any of these products. I will put the link in the show notes. Use the code HTH. You won't regret it. I will talk to you all next Thursday.